All right, so what she's talking about is this: there's this loony website that's trying to get a petition to keep Ann Coulter off CNN. You know, again, silence her voice, silence her voice, silence her voice. So I'm not getting this, and I want Bob Beckel to explain it to me. So we're going to take a quick break. The far left wing of the country is not a tolerant bunch. Would you agree with that?
With people who are continually for the war, that's correct.
All right. So they're not a tolerant bunch. They if you disagree with their analysis, they're going to shout you down, or they don't want to hear from you, or try to banish you from speaking.
On the war,
can
on
you
the war,
can you explain?
Yeah, that's correct.
No. On anything.
No.
You know, if you look at the smear websites, they're trying to get Ann Coulter off CNN. It's not about the war. It's just about her. So I don't understand this. What is that? Is that fascism, totalitarianism? What is that?
I don't know. Is that a smear or is that raise a credibility issue that you call them smears and fascists? These people on the left. I didn't call the right wing websites that. But let's get back to your question. The question is there intolerance on the left when it comes to this war and maybe a few other things? Of course there is. Is there on the right? Of course there is. There's no spin there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look, Bob, look, what I'm trying to get across to you is this, that I don't understand, and maybe our viewers can, more our listeners can tell me, if you're going to be a far-left individual, if you're going to stake out that territory, I always thought that this was the territory of diversity, this was the territory of ACLU, protecting people's rights of speech. It doesn't seem to be that way. You see where I'm coming from?
Well, yeah, except that you're lumping everybody on the far left into 12 people who demonstrated.
No, but if you go to the smear sites on the internet, they have all. They
give
try
me,
to silence
give me.
An
me. Example of one. So
you know,
I
look,
know what
they look. I'll give you one that's real personal.
Okay.
They try to silence me. They want me fired because I said that San Francisco's vote was a disgrace to ban military recruiting. I was supposed to get fired for that opinion.
Right.
And even Angela Alioto, our pal out there who is super left, said it's insane. O'Reilly's entitled to his opinion.
Well,
so,
I certainly disavow myself for that. Now, you know, I myself have had death threats from right wingers, and I think to silence your voice would be a great tragedy.
All right, now, but see, we expect the Nazi crazy far right to be totalitarians and to follow the Nazi tradition of killing or persecuting anyone who they disagree with. We expect that, all right, because that's what the far right. Crazy fascists do. That's what they do. We don't expect it on the far left, yet they have now emerged as the most oppressive group.